All right. Good afternoon and welcome to Unity Church of Light's Silent Unity Prayer Service. And we're going to begin our service this afternoon with Sarah Carr Jordan reading the Daily Word.
Strength. Spiritual strength sustains me. Sometimes I doubt whether I have what it takes to do what is before me. At those times I feel a bit depleted. I remember the inexhaustible power of God is part of my divine identity and mine to call upon at any time. My strength can take many forms. In addition to physical strength, I have the mental and emotional strength to cope with life's stress and challenges. Strength of character helps me to be honorable in my dealings with others. Spiritual strength is the bedrock that supports me and is the source of my endurance. Even during times I felt I had nothing left to give, no way to keep going forward, the strength of God within me kept me going. My committing to live from the awareness of my divinity, I grow even stronger. 1 Chronicles 16:27 says, honor and majesty are before him. Strength and joy are in his place.
Thank you, Sarah, for that daily word reading. So let's settle into a comfortable position and take a few deep breaths to relax the mind and the body. We are going to join Silent Unity in their prayer service this afternoon by affirming the affirmations that they're using for the month of May. So let's breathe in and breathe out. And if there's any tension in the mind or the body or wherever you feel resistance, just flex it tight, 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 and then release. Breathing in, breathing out. Becoming a part of the allness that you are. You know, every moment begins with breath, with an inflow of vitality that is a beginning point for the next divine idea. Breathing in, we begin to know the truth of all sufficiency, our very source and inner resource, God. So we begin this period of prayer by continuing to be aware of our breath. Breathing in, breathing out, centered in God, we are secure and peaceful. Centered in God, we are secure and peaceful. So as you shift your focus from outer activity to God, your source and inner source, realize God is peace. All cares, all concerns diminish in the presence of peace. God is peace in your quiet mind, and in your compassionate heart. Breathing in and breathing out, make that statement your own by affirming to yourself, God is peace in my quiet mind and my compassionate heart. And I take that in and I realize that in the quiet. Within the silence of prayer, we gain a clear sense of direction. Anytime you need greater clarity or wisdom, take a moment and turn within. Centered in the silence of prayer, you open your mind to see more clearly the possibilities ahead. As you open your heart to feel your way forward, relying on the spirit of wisdom, you know what is yours to do. Let's breathe that affirmation in and make it our own by affirming quietly, relying upon the spirit of wisdom. I know what is mine to do. And so, by the power of divine life, you thrive. The light of divine life shines within the cells of your body and in every crevice of your awareness. The promised fullness of life is yours. As you bask in the light of wholeness, vitality, strength, and well-being. God is the light of life that you realize in the quiet. Take this affirmation in and make it your own by affirming, God is the light of life that I realize in the quiet. We welcome every blessing in a spirit of gratitude and generosity. As we reflect on the many ways of life, our lives are blessed. We overflow with gratitude, realizing God is the source of every creative idea. We are prosperous. We are purposeful. We are thoughtful and kind in all that we can be and all that we can do flows from the quiet. And once again, make that affirmation your own by affirming to yourself, all that I can be and all that I can do flows from this time of quiet. So taking a moment apart as Jesus bid us to do, we breathe in and we breathe out and we relax into this moment right here, right now. This is our moment. And we open our hearts and our minds to the peace contained within. And we make this inward journey. We travel deep into the recesses of our souls and we reach the door of our inner chamber. And we step over the threshold and immediately we are filled with the presence of light. And that light shines in, round, and about, and through us. And we accept the light because we know we are a part of the whole. And in the awareness of the love and the peace and the tranquility of the moment, we rest and trust in the quiet. And so as we prepare to return to the presence of this room, take a few moments and give thanks for the gifts you have received in the quiet. We are so grateful in knowing that any time, any place, we can breathe in the presence and take a moment to just be in that oneness with Spirit. And for the gifts we have received in the quiet, we share them with the universe by thinking of those friends and loved ones who may have asked you to pray with them this week or who would just love to be surrounded in the energy and environment of prayer. So, if anyone has asked you to pray with them, speak their names one by one, or hold them in your heart, but do so right now. And we enfold in this prayer all the world leaders of this country and foreign countries, our President of the United States, our Vice President, the Senate, and the Congress, and anyone running for public office. City, state, county, or country, we surround them in love and in wisdom. And we see through the appearance to the light that is within them. And so for all these things, we do say thank you, God. Our eyes can see the beautiful potential within each and every person. We have faith and inner vision. We can see beyond the appearances to the truth. We can perceive the ripened fruit before the first blossom appears on the tree. And as we breathe into this moment right here, right now, we know we are filled with faith and we are faithful. So in the hours ahead, choose to be anchored in peace, wisdom, life, and faith. And in all things, we express our gratitude by affirming together the prayer of protection. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is. And it is so, and so it is, and so we let it be as we say, thank you, God. Amen.